Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now to give us the ETF of the week. Now, if you have never been to ETFtrends.com, I really don't know what you'd be waiting for at this point. It's a terrific site for everything that you might want to know about ETFs. It's not just, hey, what ETFs do I go to buy? It's lots of research tools, news, all that other sort of stuff. If you consider yourself somebody who is using ETFs smartly, well, I certainly hope you would have been to ETF Trends by now. To get there, it's ETFtrends.com. If you want to find out what they're doing, you might also follow them on Twitter, at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. And of course, beyond running ETF Trends and being the editor there, Tom is the president of Global Trends Asset Management. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF, ticker KWEB.
KWEB. I want to make sure people get this one right. It's the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF. Now, we've had management from Crane Shares on the show talking about China, but you're not just going with a China investment here. You are talking about going China Internet. And that is, well, the word that the fund industry likes to use, or the ETF business likes to use, is granular, really granular. So why China? And then why so tightly focused on the internet?
Well, Chuck, you're right. In most cases, when we're talking about ETFs, we talk broad-based, diversified, global or domestic, or maybe a sector from time to time. But here we have a country, sector, and sector-specific, not just technology. This is internet-based. So you can't get that much more granular than this. Now, what's the story behind it? Well, first, it's been moving. And as we get into a new year, everybody's started the scorecard from scratch, and they're looking to see what's hot and what's not. This is one of those ETFs that's done very well so far year to date, where China's been down or flat as a country, and ETFs related to it. This ETF has been up tremendously. So does that mean, well, you have to buy it? No, but it's more of an idea for you and I to talk about it. So, from a fundamental standpoint, here are a couple things. First of all, 50% of the population in China is in the city area. But what they're saying is this is going to increase to 75% over the next two or three decades. That means a lot of people moving into the city. The city's growing, a greater need for technology. But internet usage in China is only 44% across the country, where in the U.S. it's 88%. Just those statistics alone lets us believe that there's a huge amount of opportunity for growth. And the companies that make up this index are all positioned to profit.
That being the case, because this is granular, how does that impact the allocation decision here? To me, one of the things that's different, and maybe this only applies to this particular ETF, or maybe it applies whenever you're getting granular, but the idea is because you're going at such a thin layer of the market, on the one hand, you're trying to capture something that you think can goose things. And on the other hand, well, we've all seen granular funds have their times when they're out of favor and they get crushed. So is the fact that it's got the tight focus something that means it's a smaller piece of your investment portfolio?
Well, I think you're right on both fronts. First and foremost, this is not for everybody. This is not for the average investor. This is merely an opportunity to show how diverse the ETF marketplace is, number one. And number two, here's a real hot dot, like they say in the industry, of an ETF that represents a certain sector and how it might be going. So first, for your average asset allocation investor, stay away from it. But if you tend to watch your portfolio fairly regularly, if you tend to feel that there are certain areas or trends that you like to pay attention to and maybe even invest in, great, this might be something to consider. But as you also point out, it can be more volatile. So here's a perfect ETF that you would trade on a 200-day average. And if you did that since it launched last year, you probably would have done fairly well. The other thing is, by using a stop loss, you're going to protect yourself from the major shifts that would tend to happen over time. Again, even though we're talking about what might be happening in the next 2 to 3 decades, they're going to see a lot of volatility in this ETF in those decades, and there are going to be times when you probably want to step aside.
That means that this is a 200-day moving average fund, which, for those who don't understand, when I use that term, that is a fund that Tom has identified specifically as saying, hey, we're buying this on the trend. When we see the trend change, and the trend we're talking about is the 200-day moving average, that's when we're changing, or is there something else that's the trendsetter here?
Yeah, I think that's it. A, buy it on the 200-day average, or sell it, in this case, on its 200-day average, because it's above its 200-day average at this point, number one. But number two, if you've got a technology allocation or based on your overall technology allocation and you're looking to maybe get into an area that might provide a little bit more growth in the coming years compared to general large-cap technology companies that are mostly in developed nations, this might be a diversification tool that you can use to maybe get in some more of those faster-growing stocks. But as you point out, make sure you keep an eye on the 200-day average.
There you have it, the ETF of the week, the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF, ticker symbol KWEB, K-W-E-B. And like I said, make sure if you're looking at Crane Shares, everything they do is sort of tilted towards China. But again, it's the China Internet ETF, KWEB, that's the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETFTrends.com. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Check out ETF Trends at ETF Trends or online at ETFTrends.com. Tom, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we've just gotten started on the March the 13th edition of Money Life, but just getting started means we're just getting revved up, and we'll pick up some more speed with the big interview when Money Life continues.